We are in the midst of an hour of candidate interviews for Co-op Light and Power Board of Directors. It's been really fun doing this, and I think we'll continue. You know, whenever we have candidates for any kind of election, we also have an at-large city councilor member that we're going to do a candidate forum for on the 19th of March, this Wednesday evening. And so anyway, it's just a very good avenue to get people involved and knowledgeable so they can make good decisions when they're voting. Currently, Roger Peterson is with me in the studio. Roger is a District 5 candidate. He is also a current board member, and he is running unopposed. And he comes from the far northern part of the CLP territory. So thank you, Roger, for being here. Thanks for driving all that way.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. So we ask all three candidates the same three questions. So I'll just start right out by saying, you know, who are you and how did you come to be interested in serving as a board member for Co-op Light and Power?
Yeah, my name's Roger Peterson. I've lived in Finland my whole life. My dad actually worked for the REA, which was the Rural Electric Association, back in the 60s. So I was familiar with it. I've been on a lot of other boards. I've spent a good deal of my life on other organizations. And a good friend of our family, Bob Nikolai, was on the co-op board for quite a while. He was our director for District 5. And he decided it was time for him to retire, and he asked if I'd be interested in the position, and I told him I was. So I ran for it and was elected. It was just a one-year term, and then and now my term is up again, so I'm running one more time.
All right. And what do you believe are the key responsibilities of a board member?
Well, I guess it's serving the members and providing safe, affordable, and reliable power. And that covers a lot of things. I guess making sure our right-of-ways are cleared so power doesn't get tripped off all the time, and making sure the co-op is running with enough money to be able to do the things but not overcharge the members.
All right. And do you want to talk particularly to the strengths you believe you bring to this job?
I think one of my strengths is I'm sort of a quieter person. I do a lot of listening before I probably make a comment on something. So I listen quite a bit. I don't get too excited about anything. Again, I've been on a lot of different organizations, so I have, you know, some background on being on different boards and running some boards. I really enjoy what I do.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Roger Peterson. He is the District 5 candidate in northern Finland. Why don't you just tell us, since we have a couple extra minutes, like where you have a very broad district geographically with, you know, very sparsely populated. Can you just give us a brief synopsis of where your district is? I know you might not know exact boundaries.
Yeah, the
general.
It's not like dedicated by roads or anything, so that's sort of hard to describe. But if you know the area, if you go up Highway 1 towards Finland and you go about probably 3 miles up, that's sort of where my area starts and goes north from there, all the way up to the end of Lake County. And then from there it goes west. And again, I'd have to look at the map again. We just redistricted, and so the area's changed, but I go quite a ways to the west now also.
Right. And is it all in Lake County or is it also in St. Louis County?
It does go to St. Louis County. I'm not sure if my area goes that far.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And there will be a board meeting, which includes the election, although you can vote ahead of time, is what I've heard. And when is that? Can you tell us when that is? I can also look it up.
I believe it's April 12th. That's a Saturday. We're having it on a Saturday during the day this year instead of in the evening. I think I can't give you the start time for sure.
I believe it's a pancake breakfast.
Yes.
And I hear there's going to be lots of fun stuff going on there.
Yeah, there'll be music and food.
Yes, as well as the annual meeting. And also, we mentioned this in the interview before, you'll also be voting on the bylaws amendments, the bylaw amendments. And so that's another thing that, and those amendments are available on the Co-op Light and Power website. All right. Thank you so much, Roger. And sure. Thanks again for driving all that way, too.
Oh, not a problem. I do it a lot.
All right. All right. Well, you take care.